Happy Jewelers, this is Alicia.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, you know, just playing catch up over here. Just checking in on you guys.
What's
Oh,
been
we're
shaking?
good. Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Did school start for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. So
Mine's
has it
in
been out of
ninth grade
repair?
and
Mm-hmm.
sixth grade.
Oh my gosh, already?
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Now, is
Oh.
there middle school and high school together?
No.
No.
Sophie's junior high and
Mm.
then Kennedy's high school.
Gotcha. I know some schools
Yeah.
are like combined in one and then others aren't, so.
Yeah, that's how Georgetown is here. It's a K through 12.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
I
nuts.
wish they were like that, but
It'd be
never.
easier.
You just all
Yeah,
go to
'cause then you got to go from
one
one school to
place.
another. Yeah. I
Yeah.
know. I know. See, a lot of the districts here don't do that unless it's private school. Like the high school I went to was 7 through 12. But then they added sixth grade at right after I left. But 'cause I went to a private school. And then but even the district we live in now, my son, like, it's one of the larger districts in our area. And there's three elementary schools. And so the town I live in is split into two districts, though. We're in East Irondequoit, and then there's the other district is West. And there's three elementary schools, two middle schools, and one big high school. And the high school is, like, 2,000 kids. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. And then the west side is, I mean, it's just as big. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the class, I mean, my son's preschool class last year was 18 kids. His preschool class. So I can't even imagine what kindergarten is going to be like this year.
At my graduating class, I think we had a little past 300.
Okay.
Yeah, so our
Yeah.
schools aren't that big.
Yeah. The high school I graduated from, there was 122 of us, but it was an all-girls school. But if I didn't get a scholarship my last 2 years, I would have had to graduate from our home school, which was one of the biggest high schools in the city, the inner city. And graduation rate in the inner city is less than 50%. But there's like, it's a good chunk. There's like, I want to say they were saying each grade was at least 700 kids, if
Good
not more.
Lord.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the biggest high schools in the city. They've closed a lot of the schools in the inner city because of bad funding and allocated of the funds, and they've made some into charter schools, and the city's a hot mess. I mean, they had just renovated one of the high schools and their football field and everything. It's called Marshall. And there was one about 10 minutes away. It's called Charlotte High School. They originally were going to make it a charter school, but then they moved Marshall to there. I'm like, what is the point? It's like, you guys are
Good
spending
Lord.
all this money on these buildings, and then you move them? Like, what is it? It's so stupid. I don't know what the city is. And this is why all these kids aren't doing well, because they're not actually focused on what's really needs to be done. So it's a mess. And plus, obviously, parents don't hold these kids accountable to go to school either. So we have bad
Oh, if
schools here.
ours, we have, like, the sheriff's department will call you
Oh,
if they
really?
miss 5 days.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah. You get a phone call from Grant Parish Sheriff's Office.
Yeah. I know CPS gets involved if X amount, but I think like once these kids turn 16, they don't push as hard.
Oh, no. Here, since COVID, it's because they weren't, like, able to go or whatever. When they all started back, they implemented the 5 day miss rule. Like, if you miss
Oh.
5 days, then you get a call from the sheriff's office
That's crazy.
finding out why your kids missed
That's
five
good
days.
though, to be honest.
And then if they, and that's unexcused, if it's five unexcused.
Wow.
So anytime after five unexcused, you have to have an excused absence.
Oh, wow.
You have to have an excuse.
Wow.
And they called me. I was like, look, dude, my kids get migraines. My one has a heart condition, just like I do. So I don't send Kennedy if she gets a migraine.
Right.
Because she can't function.
Yeah. Well, so, the bright lights that are in classrooms, too.
Yeah. And the bell ringing and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I can't. I just can't send her if she has one. So
but you have a medical note and then proof behind that, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are you doing? I saw your picture of your face.
Wasn't it big?
What is that, in your teeth or something?
It was a abscess tooth.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Were they able to fix it?
Fun last week. Well, they gave me a shot of morphine in my arm,
mm-hmm.
a Rocephin antibiotic shot in my butt.
Oh, jeez.
And then they wrote me for 9 days antibiotics.
Wow.
I couldn't even close my mouth.
Really?
I was sleeping on ice, literally, in a Ziploc bag.
Damn.
That's how I had to fall asleep, was on
That's
ice.
That's crazy. Has it gone down?
Oh, yeah. It's good now.
Well, at least you're able to talk fully, though. Know, I could tell that.
Yeah. Now,
oh
last
God.
Week I had called my best friend, Ashley, and I was like, before you say anything, I have an abscess tooth. I am not drunk. I am not high. I'm fine. She was like, oh, yeah, 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 right, right, right. I was
mm-hmm.
like, no, 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 I'm sending you a picture right there. She goes, damn it.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's what's going on. So.
I gotcha. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. I saw Bree's post. I could tell something was wrong when I spoke to her the other day. Yeah, is she free?
Yeah, she is.
All right, well, let me know what you need diamond-wise when they come up, okay?
Her and her man broke up.
I know. I kind of could tell something was up. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I'll transfer you to her.
Thank you.
Hold on.
KB Joy, this is Bree.
Girl. I could tell you've been in your feelings and over there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Everything.
I'm sorry. I
oh,
saw your
okay.
first post and I'm like, I could tell when I talked to you last week that something was going on.
Yeah.
And then I seen your post last night and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You and Chris?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
Yeah. I know. It's rough. Trust me. Heartache is not good. But the positive thing is you were still very young.
I know.
It's not. It may not be easy to hear right now, but you're still very young. You have your whole life ahead of you. Maybe you guys will cross paths again. If not, you still may have the love of your life still ahead of you, and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
But I know it's not even easy to hear right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll be okay.
Are you living back with your mom?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it may hurt now, but every day he'll get stronger.
Right.
I know.
I just want to tell you I'm here for you, and I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you, too.
Well, keep me posted, obviously. If something does come your way, diamond-wise, let me know.
I will.
We got the 3,000, whenever, Monday, Friday, whatever day
right.
it was.
Right. Yeah, whatever day I send it.
I know there was still another section of that invoice for $28.51.25. Plus, there's another past due after that for $24.24. If I sent you an updated statement, do you think you can get me an update from Mr. Keith, please?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that over. And then just let me know, okay?
Well.
All right, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.